Hello, family and friends. I'm excited today to have with me Michael McFall, and he is from Bedford, Indiana, lives in the area. And Michael and his wife, Kaylee, have five kids together, so they are busy when they're not at church. I can tell that already. So praise God. Well, Michael, I'm excited about having you share your testimony today. Let's go to prayer. Father, we're thankful for Michael being here and sharing his testimony. I thank you that lives will be changed and that those of us that know Jesus will be more hungry because of this testimony. And those that don't know Jesus will come to him, or those that we need to rededicate will come back to him, Father. So I thank you for this testimony, and we give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Michael, over to you.
All right, so I got saved when I was 10 years old. I'm 37 now, I'll be 38 at the end of the year. So likely story, you know, grew up in church. My mom always made sure we went there. We did Awanas, you know, the program. And then as I got into junior high, the church offered missionaries. So I went with an older high schooler, and we went around during the summers, taught his ministries in the local area here, Bedford, Seymour, some in Bloomington, different daycares, who would have us. And then after that, you know, I went on to high school, did the full church camp. Was I living the right life? Probably not, but that's most teenagers. So then I joined the service, and actually 17 years today, I was involved in a truck accident 5 days before my 17-year-old boy was born. I flipped a truck on the way to drill for the military.
Wow.
Then recovered, only came out with a shoulder injury. My head hit the windshield, cracked the windshield, no brain injuries or any of that stuff.
Wow.
So that marriage didn't, I was married once, that it didn't go well. It wasn't a follower. I wasn't living the right life. So we split ways. So then I knew it was best for me to get my boy into some kind of church. So we went to church periodically to visit grandma and all that stuff. I was Baptist, so, you know, I was a traditional this. I didn't know about the faith and the healing like I do now. So after that marriage, I got into drinking. So I've had several wake-up calls, you know, since then. I had an OWI 6 years ago in July, 2017. You know, whenever your boy, 12 years old, counts 150 empty beer bottles, seven bottles of whiskey just in 1 week. So I wasn't like your avid go drink here and there. It was what my life was. Fortunate enough, I've got a fantastic job. Never lost that. I'm an electronic engineer technician. Was a mechanical engineer technician, but switched over. So since then, when I went to jail, I had to check myself back in, do 24 hours. When I was in there, I knew that wasn't the life I wanted. So I prayed God, told him, hey, I know you're talking to me. I need to change what I'm doing, how I'm doing. A year later, me and my wonderful wife met, single mom, four kids. So yeah, it was a lot to take on with four kids, you know, two of them. The younger two are twins, and they was only two at the time. So what guy in my right mind would do that? Met through Facebook Messenger. We met it together, mutual with her family at a demolition derby. Then it just went from there. I had an old hot rod, so went to hot rod reunion. Mark Pearl was up here preaching, so that was the first time I came to church here. I was in shorts, T-shirt, hot rod shirt, you know. Then we all went out to dinner, and I paid for her meal, and her mom and them was like, that's somebody you need. So, you know, it takes the right person to get your mind off of your old habits.
Yeah.
And that's how you grow faithfully. Not only that, but my 17-year-old since then has followed Jesus. He brings his girlfriend to church as a high schooler. We don't tell him, you know, they got to come. So that's something he chooses.
Praise God.
Our young, one of the middle daughter, Paisley, she sings, you know, so. But yeah, so here we are 6 years ago. I was an alcoholic. Was. You can all change.
That's right.
You know, you can press in at your own pace. He's there with you. The whole time I was making my mistakes, doing things that I knew was wrong because I grew up in church, you know. But we step away. But he's always there to pull you back in.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, that's my life, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen. We, you know, as you guys hear the background music, we're preparing for our Sunday night service here at the church, and your wife has a wonderful voice.
Oh, that's my sister-in-law.
That's your sister-in-law. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
My wife does the prayer request.
Okay, she's comes up with a prayer request before that. What a blessing. Yeah, and of course, I know now you're kind of a preacher's kids, your father-in-law and mother-in-law. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how it is being in that situation.
Well, it helps you because, you know, the role that they play, you know, they help you grow. You know, when we go out to eat, you don't have to worry about ordering drinks or any of that stuff. You know, we can talk, we pray before we eat. So it's a blessing having somebody you can reach out to and ask anything, and they're not going to, you know, if it's a question about your past, you know, they all know my past, and they don't bring it up, you know, it's just, it's good love. My brother-in-law, you know, he's a Christian man, so we're all a tight group together. So it helps, you know, not saying that we don't sin or fall short, because we're all going to do that. You just pick yourself back up and keep going.
So, Mike, what would you say to guys out there, ladies that are struggling with alcohol, and maybe some that are just kind of dabbling with it, and maybe they drink too much sometimes? What would you say to those folks that are dealing with that?
I quit cold turkey. So if I can, you can. God's there while you're taking a sip, you know. So what he wants you to do is to come to him. I mean, in a way, you have to get away from the people that you hung out with and do that stuff sometimes. And then when you do it, then they ask themselves, where'd he go? Why isn't he here? And then you can pull them in closer to you with God, and then you can still do things. But, you know, as to me, I had to quit. If not, I was going to end up trouble. You know, I blew a .23, the limit to a .08. So it's not like I was out there, just had one or two.
Right. Well, and you know, in my situation, I had a lot of drinking in my past, and I was never a moderation kind of a person. I didn't do anything in moderation. And I look back at my life, Michael, and I can't think of one single thing ever that came out good from alcohol.
There's nothing that good comes out of it. I mean, I get some people have it on their wedding and all that stuff. Me and my wife didn't, you know, and I'm glad, you know, that's part of my old past, and you don't want that to be brought back up.
And you're plugged into the church here pretty heavily and pretty involved?
Yeah. We, anytime something needs to happen, or if I need to unlock the church, or, you know, step up when my brother-in-law is not here to do the offering or whatever, I help out. It hadn't got me up yet. I've open once, but that was it. Mm-hmm. It'll come.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Amen. Well, Michael, thank you for sharing your testimony. I know it helps people. You know, there's not too many people that have this perfect life where they grew up and have been living for Jesus since they're 8 years old, you know, and so I think it helps people to share that, you know, you had some rough times and you got through it.
Exactly.
And God was there to hug you and embrace you and bring you back into
fellowship. Even in your worst moments, he's there. So just turn your shoulder and reach out for him, because he's waiting.
Amen. Well, if you would, Michael, say a prayer for our listeners, please.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, come to you today. Pray for everybody listening. If they got any questions, allow them to reach out to the right ones, whether it be me or their pastor or even a godly person. Father, pray for the lost, that they do come to know you. Whether this helps one person, that's one more person for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Michael, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Your family is such a blessing, your mother and father-in-law, Michael and Angel Nicholson, are just wonderful people.
Oh, yeah.
And
feel
really blessed to have them as friends, and good to have you as a new friend also.
Not a problem.
Thanks for being on. And folks, you can contact Michael through their Facebook page, Life Missions Ministries, and you can get a hold of Michael through that. And folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.